This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Health officials around the world are clashing over the use of certain drugs for COVID-19. That's led to different treatment options for patients depending on where they live. Friday, a World Health Organization guidelines panel advised against using the antiviral remdesivir for hospitalized patients. The WHO says there's no evidence the drug improves survival or avoids the need for breathing machines. But in the U.S. and many other countries, the drug has been the standard of care because a study found it cut recovery time by about 5 days. Pfizer and its German partner will apply for emergency approval by the Food and Drug Administration for their coronavirus vaccine, AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Pfizer will ask the FDA Friday for emergency approval of its coronavirus vaccine. Moderna is likely to do the same in a few weeks. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says no corners are being cut.
We need to put to rest any concept that this was rushed in an inappropriate way. This is really solid.
Even with approval, the vast majority of the hundreds of millions of doses won't be available until spring. The country is suffering through a surge now. California Health Secretary Dr. Mark Galli.
Even though we have the hope of vaccine and the discussions about what lies ahead on that front, we have to take care of the urgency of the day.
The state is imposing a curfew through at least December 21st. I'm Tim McGuire.
The U.S. continues to top the list of countries with the most COVID-19 infections. It has 11.7 million cases, followed by India with 9 million infections and Brazil with almost 6 million. Mexico has become the fourth country to pass the 100,000 mark of coronavirus deaths, surpassed only by the U.S., Brazil, and India. Via remote, this is VOA News.